Mark Elias, Democrat lawyer behind Russia dossier. Involved in 7 lawsuits over Georgia Senate runoff. By Joel B. Polak on December 16, 2020. Mark Elias, the Democrat lawyer behind the Russia dossier in 2016. And a slew of lawsuits to expand vote by mail in the 2020 presidential election. Is involved in 7 lawsuits regarding the rules for the Georgia Senate runoff to be held January 5. Elias's website, Democracy Docket, is a clearinghouse of information for fellow Democrats on current election litigation around the country. He lists 5 cases of interest in the runoff, which pits incumbent Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler against Democratic challengers John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, respectively. RNC v. State Election Board, a Republican challenge demanding that poll watchers be allowed to observe voting and counting, and opposing the use of ballot drop boxes, or, if they are used, demanding access to surveillance videos. 12th Congressional District Republican Committee v. Raffensperger, a Republican challenge against Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger seeking to invalidate recent rules that allow ballot drop boxes, that permit the opening and scanning of absentee ballots before Election Day, and that make signature verification impractical. Georgia Republican Party v. Raffensperger, a challenge by state and federal Republican leaders, along with both Republican Senate campaigns, demanding improved signature matching to guarantee the integrity of absentee ballots. New Georgia Project v. Kaplan, a Democrat, though officially nonpartisan, challenged by an organization founded by Stacey Abrams that objects to Macon Bibb County not providing early voting on 3 dates, 12-19, 12-31, 1 quarter. New Georgia Project v. Evans, another challenge, similar to number 4, regarding early voting in Athens-Clark County. New Georgia Project v. Shelton, another challenge, similar to number 4 and number 5, regarding early voting in Houston County. New Georgia Project v. Willis, another challenge, similar to number 4, number 5, and number 6, on early voting in Paulding County. Elias is among the plaintiff's attorneys in the latter 4 cases. He represents Democrats in motions to intervene in the first 3. The Washington Post identified Elias in 2017 as the lawyer who paid Fusion GPS to compile the fraudulent Russia dossier on then-candidate Donald Trump on behalf of the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign. Elias casts his role as an attorney as defending voters' rights, but he often pushes for vote tallies to be overruled when it would serve Democrats' interests. On Wednesday, Senator Rick Scott, RFL, recalled in a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing how Elias had tried to steal his 2018 Senate race through the courts, despite the verdict of the voters. Currently, Elias is trying to overturn the results of a congressional race in Iowa's 2nd District that Republican Marionette Miller Meeks has won by 6 votes over Democrat Rita Hart. Elias plans to appeal to House Democrats to refuse to seat Meeks, using their majority and their discretion through the Federal Contested Elections Act. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.